Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. Notre Dame quarterback Riley Leonard continues to rehab his right ankle following a second surgery last month. Leonard was once again a limited participant in spring practice yesterday. The transfer from Duke is the presumed starter for the Irish this season, although head coach Marcus Freeman is yet to name one. So, how is the ankle, Riley?
Physically, this is the best my ankle's felt in about 6 months now. So we're finally kind of over that hump, kind of been put through the ringer for a while now, but we're starting to figure it out, starting to feel real good. I think next week we'll be jogging, and hopefully it's just uphill from there.
Leonard still hasn't been officially ruled out of the Blue-Gold game coming up on April 20th. Darren Pritchett and InsideNDSports.com's Eric Hansen will be on the call once again this year, starting at 12:30 that day, only on your home for Notre Dame football, Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Haps at third, Suzuki at second, Bellinger at first. High fly ball, left field, four, get it, way out of here! Grand slam, Christopher Morel!
Audio from the Marquee Sports Network. Christopher Morel hit his first career Grand Slam. Yan Gomes also connected for the Chicago Cubs, who beat Joe Musgrove and the San Diego Padres 5-1. Kyle Hendricks will start tonight's rubber match for the Cubs, while San Diego will send former White Sox ace Dylan Cease to the mound at 6:40 tonight. Dominic Fletcher hit a two-run double in the eighth inning as the Chicago White Sox snapped a five-game losing streak with their first road win, 7-5 over the Cleveland Guardians. The much-needed Chicago win also included a tough loss. Yoan Moncada had to be helped off the field in the second inning after injuring his groin. He'll undergo testing, but is expected to miss some time. First pitch for the series rubber match tonight is at 6:10. Gio Urshela, Kerry Carpenter, and Jake Rogers delivered RBI singles in the ninth as the Detroit Tigers rallied past the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-3. Wisconsin scored twice in the top of the ninth for the 3-1 win over South Bend, spoiling the Cubs' home opener yesterday. South Bend drops to 1-3 on the new season. Series continues tonight at Four Winds Field with first pitch at 7:05. Coverage starts at 6:45 here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Halliburton, step back three. Good! It's a long two.
Audio from Bally Sports, Indiana. Tyrese Halliburton scored 30 points, and the Pacers pulled away early in the second half and beat the Toronto Raptors 140-123. The Pacers are a game ahead of the Philadelphia 76ers in the race to avoid a spot in the play-in tournament. Both teams have two games remaining. Joel Embiid had 37 points and 11 rebounds as the Sixers extended their winning streak to six games with a 120-102 win over the Detroit Pistons. Jalen Brunson scored 45 in his second straight 40-point game to lead the New York Knicks past the Chicago Bulls 128-117. Brunson scored 43 in a win at Milwaukee on Sunday.
I have not had any contact with anybody, and my commitment's here.
How would you react if you were contacted? Or your
I would still say the same thing I said. I'm committed to being here, with this group and trying to help these guys as best we can to close out this year and try to, get a home court and a play-in and try to advance.
That's Bulls coach Billy Donovan on the Kentucky head coaching vacancy. Donovan reiterated his commitment to the Chicago Bulls, where he's coached for the last four seasons. He also has 2 years remaining on his contract after this season. Donovan began his coaching career as an assistant at Kentucky under Rick Pitino from 1989 to 1993. The Bulls are 37-42 and headed for the 9-10 play-in matchup in the Eastern Conference, trying to secure the number 9 seed and home court in that winner-take-all matchup.
This is a dream job. It was my dream job. Anybody in our profession looks at the University of Kentucky in basketball and said, that is the bluest of blue. The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice, that the university as a whole has to have another voice.
That's former Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari yesterday on his X account as he inches closer to becoming the next head coach at Arkansas. Arkansas and Calipari are in the final stages of making a deal and are expected to formalize the remaining steps soon. ESPN reported Sunday night that Calipari was finalizing a 5-year deal with the Razorbacks. Alex Ovechkin and Dylan Strome scored a minute apart late in the second period. Charlie Lindgren finished with 42 saves. The Washington Capitals holding on to beat the Detroit Red Wings 2-1 in a matchup of teams vying for a spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Capitals moved a point past Detroit for the conference's second wild card. The Red Wings have lost six of their last eight, hurting their chances of ending an eight-year playoff drought.
Partly sunny to start today, becoming cloudy this afternoon with a high of 65. We'll see rain showers develop tonight. A meteorologist, Carrie Pougeot.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.